escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Oof. I'm alive.
You? Oh, my car got stuck today.
Me too. Which you just don't expect it to happen the second day. If
both
you make it the first day.
I thought you shoveled and everything yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't shovel. I don't have a shovel.
I shoveled this morning.
I learned that about myself. I went out in the garage and looked for one.
How'd you get out yesterday, but it didn't snow anymore?
I shoveled enough to get the car out yesterday. I knew that I wouldn't be able to get my car in the driveway when I got home last night. I knew that all day at work. I was like, I won't be able to get. And I wasn't able to. When I got home, I had to park in the street, and you know, cars couldn't go down the street while I shoveled enough to get my car up the driveway. Then this morning, I shoveled. I shoveled the rest of the driveway. I shoveled the damn sidewalk, which I never do, but we're supposed to. So I'm like, look at me. And so I get in the car to come to work, and I guess I miss. Well, I misjudged it, and I end up in the side of the drifts, and I'm stuck. And I'm stuck for so long, and I mean, I'm heaving. I feel like I'm having chest pains. I get stuck in my car. I can't open the doors of my car to get out because they're stuck in snow drifts.
Right.
So I'm crawling around to get to the back door to try and squeeze out of the back door. I look like an idiot. There's guys next door they're like professionals, and they've got snow blowers and stuff. And they sat over there for an hour and a half watching me. I know they saw me.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they don't have to offer help. They're getting paid to do a job over there. But it's a little weird that after seeing me climb out of that backseat numerous times.
At least they would have come and been like, dude, why don't you give us some money?
Exactly. Exactly. Which I thought they would do. Like, hey, if you want to pay us $50, we'll get you out of here. Something. I climbed out of that backseat four different times that they saw me get in and out of there. And the whole time I'm waiting for an Uber, but it was doing the same thing it did yesterday. We're trying to connect you with the driver, trying to connect you with the driver. So I'm just thinking, I can't believe that I'm going to get stuck and not be able to get to work the second day. Like Snowcone said, it didn't snow anymore. But I finally did, obviously, get it out of there. And then as I did, I'm driving to work, and it says I got a flat tire. And I was like, well, screw it. I'm just driving to work on the flat tire.
Uh-huh.
I'll deal with that when we're done with the show. I've got my tire pump. I'll see what happens. Said I had a flat tire. I probably blew it out, spinning my tires or something. I don't know. But I'll see what happens when we leave. And if I can't pump it up, then I'll wait for an Uber again. I'll make Snowcone take me home. He got here. I got here, and he's like, why'd you get stuck? I don't understand. It didn't snow anymore.
I think they plowed my driveway and pushed it, you know, right up to the driveway.
Right.
Like they plowed the street or whatever. So
yes.
Just a pain in the ass. But I will say, opposite of you, and I did feel, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I could hear my dead father screaming in my ear, like, you.
Because you didn't pay someone already to clean your driveway?
No, he would have been out there and did it. He'd have done it three or four times. My dad didn't pay anybody to do anything.
Okay.
Never. We're the opposite.
Okay.
He would have shoveled it five times by now already.
Okay.
You know, he was just that guy out there in a suit with a trench coat.
But your dad paid the experts, the mechanics, to do the oil changes, things like that.
Yeah, something he didn't know, but it was manual labor. Like, he didn't pay anybody to mow the lawn.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, anything that, you know, he could do. Now, if it was fixing a carburetor, I'm sure he was like, I have no idea how to do that.
But, right. Then he hired someone. Okay, so he'd be yelling at you because you didn't.
Plus, I get stuck, and there's this, you know, an older gentleman. I live in a neighborhood. You know, I'm not much older than me, but not a kid, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's over there with, it must be his grandkid. Shoveling his driveway, and I'm stuck, and they come over, and they bring their, you know, they push my car, and we shovel it out, and we get it out, and all I can think of, my dad's just like, you have two teenage boys inside that house, and they're sleeping.
That's the
They're
other
sleeping,
thing.
And this old man and his grandkid get in there and get their asses up, and I'm like, I can hear them, and I'm like, and I'm actually talking to my dead father in my head. I'm like, but I don't have a shovel. Like, it's my fault.
They can't help.
What am I going to do? And he went, I mean,
they can do it by hand. They don't have gloves. I never bought them gloves.
My dad was pissed today. He was pissed. I'm like, we don't have boots. We don't have gloves. We got lion's hats. That's all we got. Like, we're not. This ain't how the family runs.
Well, the shovel didn't do any good because I couldn't get the shovel under my car. I had to dig the whole thing out by hand. So I'm just down on. And I was like, this is not worth it.
That kid had to be the age of, you know, in between mine. And he's just out there with a shovel. He goes in his grandpa's garage and gets a hoe and starts digging out under my thing.
Well, he's young and healthy.
Yeah, I got two kids inside.
I get it, but they don't have a shovel. That's not their fault.
One's sleeping in the basement like he's 40, and the other one's playing Fortnite. I'm sure he can see us out the goddamn window. I'm positive.
One of them was really asleep?
Oh, yeah. My oldest been, since school's been out, he's turned into me, which is exactly what I did at his age. Like, you know.
Up till 5, sleep till 4?
Yep, exactly. Like, his days and nights are off.
Okay.
It happens. I'm not worried about it. But then last night, like, we're watching TV, it's about 10 o'clock. He's like, yo, you mind if I go out for a while?
He's young. Yeah. You know, it's not like he's got snow to shovel or anything.
I'm like, yeah, where are you going? He's like, I don't know, with my buddy somewhere. I'm like, all right, go ahead.
Well,
I mean, I will say he's a good kid. He was home by, like, 12:30.
But he drove his car?
But then I woke up in the middle of the night. And, no, I said, you can't drive your car.
Okay. I can see my parents saying, don't drive your car in the snow. I don't think they would have let me, just for fun at least. If it was to get to school, maybe, but I think if I said, can I go out with some friends, I think they'd be like, not driving your car.
Well, I was like, you're not driving your car because I asked you yesterday to clean off your car and you didn't do it. So literally, I don't know how you're going to do it unless you're taking my car.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. So it was only 20 minutes later, you know, some kid showed up in a Civic.
Okay, whatever. See you later.
See you guys later.
If you get stuck, we got plenty of gas.
Yeah.
Stay warm. Well, you know, look, next time, get a snow shovel, get some gloves, and next time around,
once this is done, it won't happen for years.
No, it won't. It used to happen. I was thinking about that. Like, my dad had a snowblower when I was a kid, and we didn't have fancy stuff like that, but we had a gas snowblower when I was a kid because it snowed so often. And now I think about, I see these people snowblowers, and I'm like, man, you got a snowblower. You get to use that, like, what, once every 2 years?
Well,
you get the right kind of snow for it?
I do have one of those, like, really small ones, like a power shovel.
One of the electric ones?
Yeah, the pop, but it's too deep for that.
Yeah, I don't know if those, I've seen people use those, I'm like, is that doing anything?
I've used it before when it's like, you know, a couple inches and you get the, you get
your, helps a little.
Yeah, I mean, it'll get a couple inches off your walkway or whatever, and I've used it, but you know, this it would just start smoking and, I don't know, die.
It's a lot of snow. A lot of snow. Right. And I still feel like this is a hernia, right? If I've got a pain here now that I didn't have this morning.
It's just a muscle,
then,
man.
Well, I mean, it's something poking through there, so that's a hernia, right? I think that's what that is. And then it feels like I have to take a crap, even though I already crapped this morning. That means I'm going to have a heart attack, right? That's what I've heard, is that when you're about to have a heart attack, it feels like you have to take a crap.
You worked your core muscles for the first time in 10 years.
I mean, I shoveled this morning, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack then. I shoveled some yesterday.
We're just going to go to, like, the most obvious thing is it. You shoveled and used your muscles for the first time.
Exactly, and they ripped because they weren't ready for it. Exactly, literally ever, and they weren't ready for it, and they tore apart.
I don't think
my guts are hanging out, and my heart is like, I can't do this.
I think it's just your sides, like, this hurts.
Well, I hope so.
Like, I go to the gym, and I haven't been for a while, and, you know, I'm like, oh, my arms hurt. I don't think, well, that's a sign of a heart attack. I think that maybe, but more than likely, it's probably because I tried to lift weights, but I don't do that.
I don't know about it.
I hate lifting weights.
I've never been to a gym before.
Because they're heavy.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it.
I wish weights were light.
Yeah, I wish that I didn't have to go somewhere to do it.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo.
I'm telling you, you guys say I'm fine, so I'm fine. I'm telling you, there's some things that don't feel right, but I guess it's just because I exercised today. I know your dad's turning in his grave because the kids didn't plow snow, but things could be worse.
Yeah.
Because I saw a story today about kids getting in trouble, and I just thought, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, and that, there's obviously tons of stuff that our parents didn't have to worry about that parents now have to worry about. But there's so many things that there's no way you can keep up with it. You can talk to your kid about, you know, one of the things that you've talked about in the past is kids filming fights. That wasn't a thing when we were kids where every fight was filmed. So if you got in a fight, the principal didn't automatically have 10 different angles of it and say, okay, everybody's suspended or whatever. Yeah. So you have to tell your kids, like, hey, don't get in fights on TikTok. Like, don't do that. Just don't get in fights because it's going to be on TikTok.
It's going to be video, but
certainly don't be the one who says, I'm starting a TikTok all about school fights. Or just, what are you doing? Stop. Right. Don't incriminate yourself on purpose.
Yeah, don't give people evidence they didn't have.
Yeah, exactly. And this story is sort of like that, except it's just, it's so dumb. Do you remember, we all remember, To Catch a Predator. Why don't you have a seat? Right over there.
Well, now they're, you know, like, regular people are doing
it. Now there's
it
all
on
these
YouTube.
Regular people who do it on YouTube, which is already
insane.
Well, so
it was insane before that just some guy with no
Chris Hansen standing there going, hey, watch
over seat. Police background that I know of is just.
And then adults were talking to other adults, and then
the whole thing.
And I understand that they thought they were talking to kids. I get it. But we don't have to go back on my whole theory about that show. But my whole thing was, like, if those people had walked in and said, I knew I was on To Catch a Predator, then that would probably be the end of it legally for them, because they never talked to a child.
Right.
At least not that those people knew of. And those people who tried to lure them in always seemed a little too excited about it.
Your thing was always, like, whenever you're...
Have a t-shirt on underneath that says...
Just wear it over there.
Wear it over. I'm on To Catch a Predator.
Look, Mom, I'm on To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, I'd be like, I knew.
Obviously, I wore this shirt.
You think I'm an idiot?
And so then, boom, your lawyer would be like, you did great. You did great. Now, you are a pedophile. I'd probably keep that to yourself. But as far as how you handled this situation.
I mean, lawyer, I don't want to know.
Right. Yeah, let's not talk about that. But.
Wear it every day.
Just wear it every day anyway. It's going to become a hip shirt, I think, probably. sell it.
I'm on To Catch a Predator.
Is it too late to sell those now?
Man.
People still know what it is.
Man, if you could go on the dark web and sell that to pedophiles, you make a killing, son. A killing.
But part of the problem was that those volunteers were always way too excited. They were too eager to talk to these guys. And they didn't show us all their conversations, but they showed us some of it. And it was always some, I'm just going to say it, really odd-looking people. And, you know, what is odd looking? I'm odd looking. I get it. But they just look like antisocial a lot of times. And they're talking to this guy. And the whole thing seemed weird. Now you've got people online doing it who aren't even affiliated with a network, which definitely seems weirder. Wait till you hear this story. You can get in trouble for this. And your kids could get in trouble for this, Laszlo. So now I guess you got to warn your kids about this as well. And I'll explain it in a second.
The Church. With the Church of Laszlo.
Hey, don't forget, New Year. Swing by Dick's Liquor. Get yourself some Church of Laszlo vodka, baby.
That's right.
Joel just said he drank a bottle with his uncle.
Good. It's a good time to do that,
and then
right?
They made out, apparently, for Christmas. So.
Well.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
A lot of nephews and uncles home right now.
Christmas cheer, so good for him.
Yeah. And didn't have to go back to school or work yet, so you got some extra time with loved ones. Do you remember, I don't know, a couple months ago, I told you guys about some trend. I think it was in Chicago. I'm pretty sure it was in Illinois. But it was a college campus. And these kids were, they got someone, I don't remember the details about the Illinois one, but they brought a guy in and they like beat this guy up and they tried to say that this guy was some sort of a predator. And then the cops were like, wait a second, if you caught this guy doing something bad, then why was it that you were filming before you started hitting him and there's like someone hiding behind a curtain with a camera? Do you guys remember some of that story a little bit?
Man.
Yeah. I don't remember the details of that, but this story from today is pretty similar, and it could be that it's part of this same trend, because I guess this is a TikTok trend, and I don't know what the name of it is, because the AP doesn't tell me. But this one happened in Massachusetts, and I guess it's a talk you're going to have with your kids, Laszlo. And, I mean, you know, your oldest, he'll be in college before you know it, and I don't know if this will still be a trend or not, but go ahead and let him know before he gets there, hey, this is stupid. Don't get caught up in something like this. If a group of people that you think you want to be friends with says, hey, we'll be friends with you if you participate in something like this.
No.
Don't do it. So listen to this. And this is just from the AP. Six Massachusetts college students are facing charges after police say they assaulted a man who'd been tricked through a dating app into visiting campus as part of a catch-a-predator trend on social media.
That's what
now,
you did.
These catch-a-predator things
on them booze. You've been lucky that stuff wasn't
I was underage, too. I was not an adult.
You were older than them.
I was underage. No, I wasn't. We were the same age. I was underage.
You brought underage girls booze.
Yes, I was also underage. So that sounds bad when you say it now.
Did you bring underage girls booze?
Yes, of course. You say it like that, it sounds bad. And this is why facts matter. You know, details matter. Anyhow, these kids are facing charges.
Did you get
kicked out? Yes, and I got permanently banned from all owned campuses. Yes. Although I doubt that they would enforce that now. I've never tried because that letter seems pretty serious, but whatever. It was fine. Those are nice girls. And they invited me. They did. Maybe they didn't. I don't remember. But they didn't seem scared when I got there.
No.
They seemed happy. You know.
I remember you said, I'll call you later. I'm going to make them pliable. That's what you said.
Oh, I think you said that. If I recall correctly, you said,
hey,
we'll call you back later. I'm guessing
get...
you're going to go make them pliable.
You said,
and I can't believe you say that. No. Who does it seem like something I would say or Laszlo would say? What do you think?
Ugh,
let's vote on that one. It was definitely Laszlo.
All right, let's say, put a poll up on twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. People can vote.
Laszlo obviously
clearly,
said that.
You're the one who went.
You said, hey, Slim, go in there and make those girls
pliable.
I don't know. You're being a wing man remotely. Anyhow, six college students in Massachusetts are now facing charges after they took part in the sketch predator thing. Now, these all when Washington Post did that big expose about these YouTube to catch a predator people, those people at least were presumably talking to people and pretending like they were underage, and then, you know, quote unquote, catching these people in an Olive Garden and saying, ha, you said you were going to meet a 13-year-old here. And in that article, They obviously, Washington Post was saying there's some problems with this, but they never said, like, these people are not even saying they're underage. They're only saying that later. You know, it's not like they're saying, hey, I'm 23, let's meet up for a good time, and then going there and going, oh, I talked to you earlier, and you said that, you know, I told you I was 15, and you went with it. And the other guy's like, what? They never accuse them of any of that, which is what these college kids are doing, though, allegedly. These college kids, as part of this trend, it sounds like, are never saying to the victim, I'm going to call the guy the victim here, the victim, that they're underage. So a girl sets up a dating profile.
How is that even illegal?
Exactly. So it sounds to me like it's not illegal. What's illegal is what these kids are doing, which is luring some guy in and then beating him up and under the guise of, like, you're a creep. You wanted to meet up with an 18-year-old. Like, wait, what? And it's not clear either if they say 18 once the cops get there. It sounds like they're more like, no, he was trying to meet up with someone underage and he was texting with friends that were underage, and cops are like, we're looking at the evidence here. The girl that was texting, she's got a Tinder profile, which I think you have to be 18 to have.
Okay.
The girl who helped you set this up, she's 18. She's over the age of 18. So the only people who broke the law here is you guys. Now, I can't remember if in that Illinois thing, if they did the same thing, if they just, you know, put up a regular ad, brought a guy in, and then once he was there, they said, you said you were going to sleep with someone underage, and the guy's like, what are you talking about? And then beat the crap out of him. But that's what it sounds like happened here. So the group is scheduled to be arraigned January 16th in Massachusetts. The guy, the victim, is an active duty service member. He told police he's in town for his grandmother's funeral back in October.
Okay.
And he starts communicating with this Assumption University student on a Tinder profile, which said she was 18. And I got to think that you can't be 16 and have a Tinder profile anyway. I mean, Right? Does that sound right? I wouldn't think.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to be 16 and have, like, Facebook or whatever, too. But
right, but I'm saying, like, with Tinder, I would assume you're supposed to be 18. But hey, so anyhow, the point is that the person isn't like, oh, I bet this person's 16. But the Tinder profile said she was 18, according to this.
He said, I mean, I think your point is what I think Snow Girl missed a little bit, is that you're not on Tinder thinking you're getting a 13-year-old.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
That's what you see what I'm saying?
They're supposed to be 18.
But at least in your head, you're like, well, these people are of age.
They're supposed to be 18.
Right.
So he says that she invited him over, but when he gets there, a group of people came out of nowhere and started calling him a pedophile. They were accusing him of wanting to have sex with the 17-year-old girl, 17-year-old girls, according to a complaint filed by the campus police. The man said he was grabbed but was able to break free and ran while being chased by at least 25 people.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Made it to his car, but then he's punched in his head when he gets to his car. His car door was slammed on him repeatedly. He fled, and he's trying to call the police as he's trying to get away still. Now, there's campus surveillance video.
Well, you know he doesn't think he's sleeping with an underage girl if he's calling the police.
Right, exactly.
I'm being honest.
That's
true. If I think I'm meeting a 13-year-old girl and you start kicking my ass,
you take the ass beating. That's right.
And hope the cops don't come. I mean, I'm running, but there's a lot of options that I have here, and one of them is not to call the police.
Right. So there's surveillance video from the college campus, and it shows the woman escorting this guy towards this basement lounge, and then it shows him later running upstairs. He's followed by this group of students, I guess 25, including the woman. They've all got their cell phones out. They're all recording the whole thing, according to the police. And a few minutes later, the woman and the others are all seen in the video laughing and high-fiving with each other. So we've gone from, you know, suburban moms and dads deciding they're going to catch sexual predators by starting these YouTube channels, which a lot of those channels get a lot of views, by the way, and they make money off
guys,
of
it. Guys, too. Like, yeah. My kid, I see my kids watch them. You know, I don't know who the guy is.
Oh, they will watch some of them?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, you know, I always think, like, I'm watching this. You know, they have him on or whatever. I don't know who the guy's name is. It's somebody who's popular. He did other stuff at first. Now he's doing this.
Okay.
But I'm always like, why is this guy talking to him? He's not a cop.
I know.
Like, just get in your car and leave.
I know.
He's like, hey, are you here to see a 13-year-old? I'm like, no. And get in your car and leave.
That's always my thought. Like, and you always could leave.
Like, and if he's like, oh, we got you on YouTube. We're going to take you to the cops. I'm like, well, take it to my lawyer, too. Like, I
don't,
whatever.
And but even
I'm
if it was a cop,
here.
Don't talk to them. Yeah.
I'm not staying here.
I never understood it. And that guy, I don't know if the guy...
I get the pressure, maybe, if it's Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you're on ABC News.
And they always go, damn, I knew
it. Oh, man. Right. But this is just some dickhead on YouTube. Like, right. I'm not staying for you.
No way.
I'm not staying for Chris Hansen either. But I do understand that the amount of pressure you're under is heightened when you think I may be on Dateline right now.
Professional cameras coming out. Yes, right. The whole thing. Chris Hansen standing there.
And like, I know there's sheriffs outside because it is Chris Hansen.
Right, exactly.
But with you, I don't think you can call the cops early. You're just some doorknob.
They don't.
Used to do Fortnite videos 4 years ago. I'm not staying for you.
According to that Washington Post thing a few years back, and that guy, I don't know if the guy that your kids watch was mentioned in that article or not. They talked about four or five that were very popular who have channels like that. But they gave different examples. One of them was actually a guy accosting someone in an Olive Garden. Like, hey, you wanted to meet an underage person. It's like, I think that maybe you pointed at the wrong person. This is just someone with their mother waiting for a table at Olive Garden. And so the cops in that article were basically saying, we don't need your help doing this.
Right,
please don't help us. But at the same time, a lot of police departments were willing to look into some of these things and sometimes file charges. Go, okay, well, we'll use some of this evidence.
Video, this guy calls the cops and they show up.
Yeah, I understand the cops showing up. But if the cops are going to use what these YouTube guys do as evidence in court, you know, or if the prosecutors are, then that only encourages these vigilante to catch a predator people. The college kids now have just flipped the script so much that they're saying it might be hard to find someone who's actually a predator. So we'll just get a guy over here and then we'll tell everyone he wanted to have sex with a 17-year-old.
And I always thought, like, I don't know how much proof you have. Like, I don't know how much proof you have. But if you don't have, like, for this guy, I thought about it too. Like, if you don't have just locked up, solid proof that it's me trying to have sex with a 13-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Man, I can't imagine, and you post that on YouTube, I can't imagine how much I can sue Google for.
That's my thing.
Like, I will sue Google. Like, I will sue, like,
how did they not?
Just because it's just such a giant corporation. I'm like, hey,
absolutely.
That's your platform, and it went on it, and I wasn't doing that, and you processed it anyway.
Yes.
Like, I can't see a lawyer not taking that case. Like, I can't see I don't see why Google doesn't shut it all down and be like, hey, you can't do that.
I
feel like it's a giant lawsuit waiting to happen.
I would think so, too. Even if you blur the face, I could say, yeah, but people knew who I was. People in the neighborhood knew who I was. They recognized my voice, recognized my car.
Like,
I'm suing you. I'm suing you. And it just seems insane to me that this. It's insane that people want to do this. There's something, you know, there's that show where there was a show on cable TV, like on Discovery Channel, where that woman who's in her 30s dresses up like she's 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. And I don't remember if she says that she was a victim or she knew someone who was a victim. But you look at these people and you're like, there's something off. Look, the pedophiles are something definitely off about them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're equally bad in any way. I'm just saying that there is something off about you dressing up like a child and doing this as like basically your main thing in life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that it comes off to us as awfully odd? Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me and, you know, Brooke and you. Maybe most people look at it and go, I'm glad they got those creeps.
I think you're putting so much work into that.
It's weird. It's weird. And you enjoy it. And it's like a police officer can say, I enjoy my job because I know I'm helping take criminals off the street. And these To Catch a Predator people will say the same thing. But it's like the part that you enjoy is the part where you get dressed up as a kid or where you talk to this guy dirty as a kid. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I also have to believe, now I don't know this, maybe cops will tell me different. I have to believe when you get in, you're a cop and you want to get into, you know, drugs or, you know, homicide or whatever, part of the detective world. I feel like they're like, hey, you got to go do the pedophile prostitute thing. You're like, God damn it,
exactly.
Man. Exactly. You're the sex crimes guy. I don't feel like anybody. Now, there may be a certain few who are like, I'm going to catch people who do this and I'm excited about it. But I got to think the vast majority of cops want to get out of the sex crimes work and get into the homicide work or whatever. And even the sex crime work, like, okay, we're going to solve this rape. Maybe that's something, but like, hey, you're going to go do sex
violence
crimes, and you, more than that, you're going to sit on a computer and pretend like you're 14.
Well,
that's not why I became a cop.
Right. Exactly. You shouldn't want to do that. No one should want to do that.
No.
So if you at least lie to me and say, like, I hate doing this, but somebody's,
Like, well, I don't want to do that. I just got to sit around and pretend like I'm 14.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right.
All right, the news. So I'm pretty sure I've heard stories of people climbing up into the landing gear of airplanes as stowaways, and they survive. There's been some within the last, I don't know, year or two. But a stowaway, doesn't that just mean someone who gets on the plane who isn't supposed to be, like they're not listed as a passenger?
I feel like it's more people who get on boats.
Oh, well, that Canadian woman that was in the news,
I'm sure she's probably on a plane, too, but don't you think there's a stowaway on a boat?
Yeah, that sounds right for
they're
sure.
They're down in the engine room and they're trying to get to, I don't know, somewhere?
Yeah, no, it does sound right now that you mention it. That woman in the news that I was mentioning earlier, that when they kept calling her a stowaway, I kept thinking, like, oh, she got in the landing gear, but I think she was just someone who kept sneaking onto airplanes without her real name or whatever it was. When I think stowaway on an airplane, I think someone climbed up in that landing gear. And if they survive, I'm absolutely amazed by it because I swear sometimes they do survive. Well, two guys didn't survive this week when they climbed up in the landing gear of a JetBlue flight. They were found last night when the plane landed.
There's an investigation underway after two people were found dead in a JetBlue aircraft in Fort Lauderdale. They were discovered Monday night in the landing gear compartment of the plane during a routine post-flight inspection. The identities of the two men and how they got in the plane still unknown. The aircraft had most recently flown to Fort Lauderdale from JFK. JetBlue calling it a heartbreaking situation and saying they are working closely with authorities to learn more.
Maybe trying to get out of the cold in New York down to Florida. I don't know. I also don't know how long you could be trapped in that landing gear. Like, could they have been on there for several flights?
Is the landing gear different than the luggage compartment?
Yeah.
It is.
It's like
okay.
where the
well, I don't know.
Wheels come up in
well,
there.
I understand
so,
what,
okay.
What
yeah,
the
I don't
wheels
think,
are.
I don't think they can
and
access.
How they land. Yeah. I just didn't know if the wheels went up like, you know, is that area,
it's the same area
where the luggage goes and the wheels?
Yes, it's in the same
area. Well, how come
area?
My luggage doesn't come out at negative 50 degrees?
I think because it is climate controlled somewhat, just like the regular cabin is. But in the landing gear, you're like literally...
That's a different area than out. The luggage.
Yeah, it's outside the plane. The tires are outside
these
the plane.
People are outside the
That's
plane?
That's what I'm saying. They're outside of the plane.
Wait. Well, I thought they were in the area where the wheels come up.
Yeah, which I think is outside the plane.
I hung on the wheels all the way in the air?
That's what I thought people did when they hang on the... That's not what they do, Snow Cone. They can sneak inside from the tires.
The wheels go up into the plane.
I understand they go up into the plane, but it's just those little flaps. That's not climate. There's little flaps there, but that's not climate controlled,
it's
right?
It's not climate controlled like the luggage area probably is.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're
thinking it kind of goes up all into the same area.
Yeah, but
if it's just one wheel that goes up into a flap, then how the hell would they fit in there with the wheel?
Yeah, I don't understand how they fit in there either. I don't. I don't get that. But yes, there are wind stoppers there because those flaps should come up and. You know, sort of cover it. But I don't think that it's actually inside any part of pressurized or cabin temperature control part of the plane, right?
Or the luggage probably would be, yeah.
Yeah, where the luggage is, because they'll put animals down in the luggage.
Yes.
Yeah, because they'll put animals down in the luggage.
I didn't know there were different areas.
Both on the bottom of the plane. But
yeah, I just didn't know that there was there must be like, here's the luggage and a floor where the luggage is and then another area.
And then like a hump, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not outside the plane.
No.
Those dudes were not outside the plane.
No, there's like a flap that
they're
comes
not
over.
Tom
exactly.
Cruise held onto the plane.
No, they're not.
They're not Mission Impossible.
Right, but I'll bet it's quite drafty because I think it's just some metal flaps that cover up, and I don't think it's climate controlled or pressurized.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Although maybe it is. Somehow people have survived
that
before.
Why don't
just
get into the luggage? Well, they're probably in the luggage part.
I know, but what I'm saying stories where people say that they survived when they climbed up in the landing gear and survived, and I've always wondered how is that possible.
I've never heard that.
But oh, you haven't ever heard that?
Never.
Okay, well then maybe I'm wrong. So it could be that nobody survives that. Look, it's not something I would try. That's for sure. Maybe Tom Cruise
would try to get into the
Luggage area. Maybe they thought, hey, we can get into the luggage area from here. Maybe that's what they thought.
I saw Justin Bateman fight a guy in there and carry on.
That wasn't a bad movie.
That was a very good movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Was that the guy that did? The Liam Neeson movies. Is that that same guy?
I thought Justin Bateman played a really good bad guy.
He is a good bad guy. He makes sense as a bad guy. He's sort of a bad guy in Ozark, right? Like the cool bad guy.
Yeah.
Like the.
He's kind of a bad guy in that, you know, spelling bee thing, but he's just kind of got that attitude. You know what I mean? But yeah,
he's good. I mean, he plays him. He plays that
but
same character.
But he also
character,
plays a funny guy, you know, and like whatever that, you know,
Horrible Bosses and
Game Night or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
hilarious in those funny movies. Yeah. He's a very funny person, and I think he's kind of a funny bad guy at times too.
Yeah, I think he's great.
He just kind of always does Jason Bateman, but he's good.
But isn't that everybody? I hear people say that about people, but like, who's the person that is is in a movie and you're like, man, I don't even know that.
Like Gary Oldman, I forget that it's him.
Gary Oldman is.
Or Daniel Day-Lewis, those people. Sometimes you forget, like, oh my God, they sound different, they look different.
Or like a timepiece thing.
Yeah.
Then they've got the same mannerism, the same guy. Like, it doesn't surprise me that Justin Bateman seems similar in his movies.
I guess with Justin Bateman, the thing is that he also always kind of does that snarky double talk. He's always got that snarky, no matter what character he's playing, that character's always snarky. He's always kind of doing the double talk thing, which makes him funny. And so if he goes full tilt.
Well,
and
I
his
like
sister
him.
Was the hottest woman in the world
in
the 80s.
She was in that
Family
band
Ties
movie.
And what
she
band
was in a movie where she was in a band.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Justine?
Yeah,
is that her name?
Yeah. In the 80s or like somewhat recently?
Man, she was... in the 80s.
Satisfaction.
Is that what it's called?
Yep, 1988.
She was so hot in that.
I don't remember that movie at all. At all. I mean, I knew her from the show, and as a kid, I thought, well, that's perfection. That's what a perfect person looks like.
Julia Roberts, William Neeson.
Yep. God, and they're in a marching band, like a high school marching band?
No, a rock and roll band, you dipshit.
Oh, that makes more sense. Well, I think they're in high school.
She's super hot.
If it was in the 80s, I thought she was in high school.
Hey, everybody's
like,
watching this thing in 1988.
Well, they do make bands. They do make movies about marching bands, like Drumline.
She's so hot.
They did. And Angus. There's been movies. She was hot. She'd be hot no matter what. If she was in.
Whatever.
That's why I asked, because if she was in marching band, it would have been unrealistic. Very unrealistic. Because I don't think there's girls in marching band that look like Justine Bateman. But in the movies, if they were going to make a movie about marching band,
they
then they would.
They were smart. They made it a rock and roll band, for Christ's sake. these
They've
things.
Made movies about marching band. Some people think marching band's cool. Those are people that are in marching band. But it's interesting because they brag about it. Have you ever noticed that? Like, yeah, I was in marching band. I was first chair clarinet or whatever.
You're Nobody like, ever said that.
Yes.
The most fun anybody ever says
My
is
that. My band
like,
geek
hey,
for friends from school
say,
brag
I was
about
a band geek.
Yeah,
like,
no,
hey,
but
I'm... Where were you? I was a band geek. That's what people say. I've never heard anybody say I was first chair clarinet at the local high school. I would attack them if they did.
Well, then don't talk to two of my brothers because I heard
brothers
both of them
say it.
I've heard them brag about the marching band. Yes.
Which one of them said I was a first chair tuba
player? I don't know
the thing,
which one was what and
okay,
which chair
worse,
they were.
Band kids or theater
But they'll
kids?
Say, like, well, that kid, if yeah. They'll bring up people and they'll go, oh, no, well, Alex was great because he was, like, first chair clarinet. I'm like, why would you tell me that? I don't care if he was first chair clarinet. That doesn't mean anything to me. But to them, it means something. It means nothing to me, but because they were in marching band, it means something to them. Never I think they is. Take some pride in being in marching band, you know? Just like I'm sure those girls that are in the flag... thing take
no,
pride in that yes
no
they
pride
do
to be had in that.
Yes they I know the girl in my grade
there's
who was in
no
charge
pride
of that
to be had
she stood up to all the bullies making fun of that because she was the captain of the flag team
I feel
and
like
the school suspended her
like you just said the
That's
only people
gets.
Who take any pride in band or theater or cheerleading even or whatever it is that kind well not cheerleading but I'm sure a lot of people are like, hey, I was a cheerleader. You're like, yeah, you're hot, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's take that one out of there. I misspoke. But those types of groups, right? The only people who take pride in that are people who went on to do something with it. So if you're like, hey, so what did you do in high school? I was a clarinet player. And what do you do now? I play for the Kansas City Philharmonic. You're like, well, goddamn, that's awesome. Or what were you? I'm a theater kid. What do you do now? I'm Seth Rogen. That's awesome. But nobody like is like, hey, I was the first chair clarinetist in high school, and you're like, well, what do you do now? And you're like, construction? Yeah. That didn't happen. The only people who tell you
I
hear
Lazo,
Seth
I don't
Rogen
like it.
Say he was in theater, and what's his name? The guy who just did a stand-up. I saw a thing with him on Letterman.
Look,
I took him back to his theater classes and stuff, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm saying I don't
guest
like
needs
it.
No introduction, but I guess he did, because I can't remember his goddamn name. But you know what I'm saying. That guy was like, this is where I took theater class. I'm like, that makes sense.
First of all...
But he's like, my next guest needs no introduction... And he is a construction guy, and then they went to his theater class. I'd be like, God, that's weird. Nobody takes credit for that.
Agreed. But what I'm saying is, first of all, I said only people who are in marching band are going to do that. I'm not saying all of them will. But the fact that some of them do seem to think that I will be impressed by this is an awkward moment. You're telling me you've never been around someone who has mentioned the fact that they were in marching band or something like that.
Only when you ask
without,
them about, like, what your
without
high school
making
was.
Fun of themselves.
No, never. They always say I'm a band
say,
geek.
Were you popular?
I was a band geek.
How did school go for you? Pretty good. First chair.
I never heard anybody like, that was high school, and they're like, yeah, it's pretty good. I was a first chair clarinetist. Nobody's ever, like, at the bar, like, spouting that off. If you're like, hey, how was high school for you? And they're like, I was pretty good, man. I was a quarterback of the team, and we won nationals. Like, great. That's what they say. They don't ever say, I played the fiddle.
Well.
I knew a girl was in orchestra, and she said she was an orc dork.
My ex,
she was a dork.
Everybody makes fun of that. Everybody says I was a band geek.
My ex talked about being in, when we first started dating, she talked about being in, is it just orchestra? Is that what it's called? What which were you sing?
Choir.
She was in choir. And she was like... We had this discussion, and she's like, well, choir was cool. She's like, because she was talking about high school, and the only time she felt cool was when she was in choir. That was the only time she got to hang out with the cool kids. I was like, were the cool kids in choir? And I was, you know, being friendly, but she's like, well, yeah. And there was a disconnect there, you know, maybe her grade, the cool kids were in choir. I don't know. I never thought of it as the place where all the coolest kids were hanging out, but maybe they were. I wasn't in choir, so I really don't know. I was just surprised by it.
Aren't you in the skeet club?
Exactly, trap shooting. Exactly,
trap
yeah.
Shooting. And so you I bring out of the bar.
No, exactly. And I don't.
Is that your thing? Like, you're like, hey, I was. You know,
no, that's exactly what I'm saying. I never
team.
Would, and I would skeet never say, "Oh, let me tell you something about Jim. He was a hell of a skeet shooter. He was a hell of a skeet shooter."
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yeah, I know. Get to the news.
Yep. Rest of the news. Some rapper.
It better just only be about Joy Taylor.
I actually had, I mean, I was pulling audio for the Joy Taylor stuff this morning. I was like, we already talked about all of this.
Oh, really?
Everything. I even watched a 24-minute video of that lawyer on Long Crime Network who posts those long, you know, let me give you my legal take on all this. And I watched the whole thing. I was like, man.
Aaron, what are you saying? That's basically why are they even mentioning her?
No, I mean, he didn't say that, but he really just, he went through everything that's been accused, how there's several different indictments.
Joy Taylor is a very attractive woman who works at FS1.
Yeah.
On a show that we watch all the time. She does sports talk. And her brother was like a defensive end for the Dolphins. And now there's like some crazy stuff in the lawsuit, but I'm not sure why it covers her at all.
He spent some time explaining to people, which I thought maybe we should have done a better job, what FS1 is. Like, if you're not a sports fan, and a lot of people might not be familiar, but Fox does have sports networks. They're like ESPN. Yeah. He went through the whole thing. And then breaking down how one's like a direct lawsuit and the other's like a class action lawsuit, that there's multiple lawsuits, which that was the only thing that maybe I didn't really understand yesterday. But all the details that he went through, it's like, yeah, we talked about all this. We know about the money that was allegedly offered to have sex with the hairdresser. We know about the allegations.
Right. And that was Skip Bayless, not Joy Taylor. No, I don't want to.
The hairdresser is the one, the hairdresser is the one who filed these lawsuits.
Right. And she says basically Joy Taylor is like, yeah, I have sex with dudes around here to work my way up the corporate chain.
Yeah. And
I'm like, well, why is that? Why are you suing her?
I don't know.
Right.
And this guy didn't make that clear. If he thought it was weird, he didn't say it.
Right.
But I sort of got the impression that he's like, this is, just so you know, she's not the one who's suing. No one's accusing her of assaulting anyone.
Mm-mm.
She's being accused of, and it was exactly what we talked about, I guess, not taking action when.
But she's not the boss, is what I saw.
I know.
Like, I didn't understand. That would be like me going to a snow gun being like, hey, Slim Fast always trying to touch my wiener, and him being like, yeah, whatever, he does me too. Like, I wouldn't are be like, all, oh, I said, sue Snow Cone.
Are they all considered bosses of the hairdresser, maybe? Like, you know. Are they saying, hey, you're in a position of authority here over the hairdresser? So, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the only thing I could think.
But, well, maybe it's just my military background that tells me there is a direct chain of command, and I wouldn't think she would be a
pilot.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be going to Joy Taylor and saying, hey, excuse me, Joy Taylor. I don't think she's HR. She could be. It'd be weird, but she could be. I was just happy when all the news broke yesterday that I didn't see Nick's name anywhere in there. Because, you know, we're buddies with him, or Danny's for that matter.
Yeah, well, he's new.
You don't need, don't need him getting caught up in some sort of scandal.
Plus, that dude does not know how to pick up women. So,
okay, let's wait till he's here to defend himself if you're going to start talking about that. The news. You ever been,
I did ask him to do the podcast for us. If you haven't heard about it, we haven't done it in a little bit. We've kind of fallen off. We're going to start doing it again every week. And I said, Danny, it's football. Come on and do the podcast with us. And he was like, yeah, of course. I was like, we won't ask. He said, thank you.
Okay.
So I just hit the football.
I wondered if that came up.
Because I'm sure he was like, he responded before I said any of that, which was, I always got time for you guys.
Okay, good.
I just talked to him, we're all set.
And did he say anything about that?
Nope. He just said, give me the time and number and I'll call.
Okay, cool. So everyone has at least seen someone.
Then when
he
comes
YouTube
out, we just had to ask him, like, straight up.
Well, of course.
It's all we're going to talk to him about.
What people are you banging?
It's all we're going to talk to him about. I need to talk to him about sports. I can watch him on TV if I don't want to talk about sports. Everyone has at least seen a YouTube video or seen a friend do these demonstrations, and maybe you think that this happens to you, where you talk about something and you say, you know what, I need some good cat food for my cat. My cat is very picky about what kind of food he'll eat. I need some good cat food. And the next thing you know, you open up your phone, you get on Facebook or something, and you go, there's ads for cat food. I was just talking about that. And so there's always been this conspiracy theory that your phone is listening to you, and it's selling that information to advertisers. Well, guess what, folks? It might have been listening to you, because now there's a massive lawsuit against Apple, specifically against their Siri functionality, and that Siri was secretly eavesdropping on you, recording conversations, and then selling those conversations
to
advertisers. I know, it's like, you don't do anything useful.
You never do anything.
The one thing you're supposed to be really capable of is, hey, remind me on Tuesday to do this. Okay, I'll remind you. And then it doesn't until after it happens. Like, hey, did you do that thing? I'm like, you're supposed to tell me beforehand. I asked you to remind me three times. Yeah, so instead what you're doing is selling my conversations. Thanks a lot. I don't know if this is true. I don't know if Apple has said, like, we're sorry, we'll pay the money, but certainly it's been alleged, and this lawsuit is now out there against Apple.
And I think over the last couple of years, iPhone users have really theorized that their iPhones have been listening to them, and this lawsuit claims that it has been. So, you know, in this lawsuit, it claims that for over a decade, Apple has been secretly activating Siri to record private conversations. It also accuses the company of then sharing the content of those conversations with advertisers in an attempt to sell their products.
Hmm. Oh, wait, never mind. This says that you could be eligible for a cash payout. Now, again, I don't know if this is official, but it says that you could be eligible, and that it looks like Apple has agreed to pay out tens of millions for, in this class action. Well, now it's got this whole thing about how to get the money and fill out this stuff here, and I'll never do that. But if you want it, I'll send you a link, I guess. But isn't that crazy? It was listening.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you and I've talked about, we know that privacy's dead. And whether or not Ted Kaczynski was right or wrong, I don't know. I mean, he's wrong about killing people. Let me be clear on that. But the whole technology's bad for you, and we're handing over all of our privacy, and we shouldn't do that. Maybe people are right. And I don't know. I've just always had this school of fish mentality, like, well, everything's compromised. They're stealing everything from the bank. They're, you know, there's some things I can do.
I'm even worse than you, because I'm like, well, I mean, if you did listen, at least, you know, I am trying to buy a Tiger sweatshirt.
Right.
And the advertisement did come, and I didn't have to look for it. And it gave me a 15% discount, so I am thankful. And
I'm with you. On the targeted advertising, I'm with you. That's the thing, is that I like it.
I want non-targeted advertising.
I want to open
up
Instagram.
I guess the problem is I end up spending too much money, because I'm like, man, all that stuff is stuff I do thought about that I needed.
I love it. Brooke and I have talked about it. I wish that they would do an Instagram sell thing like TikTok does, a TikTok store, an Instagram store, where it's just the ads. I don't need to see people's posts. I don't need to see your reels. Just show me ads for the exact kind of shoes I like, the exact kind of clothing I like, the exact kind of electronics.
Also, if you sell a product on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, you sell a product on there, Facebook, not having an Apple Pay button is costing you millions. I promise you. I don't know how many times I've gone into it and they're like, pay with Amazon. I'm like, well, then I got to log in. Pay with PayPal. And then you hit PayPal and it spins and it asks you your number.
I don't like PayPal.
No, but I hit, boom, Apple Pay, click my face, bam, it's on your way. Put that on your site if you're selling something.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Okay, I got to ask you guys a question. Because there's three of us here. So based on this, statistically, at least one, if not two of us, should apparently carry backup underwear on us? Do either of you carry a backup pair of underwear? Lazo, you used to carry a whole dresser drawer in your trunk of your car,
in case
you get out of leave. In case you need to leave town.
Just a bag in case I got to get out of town.
In case relationship ends, job ends, whatever
it is.
I just
want to get out of here. Like, I'm done with this, whatever this is.
You don't need to go back to the house to get it. You've got what you need, a few things to survive in a bag. I remember taking a look at that bag when we first met. It was in a trash bag, and it had some shirt. You know what it looked like? It looked like a bag, and I probably asked you at the time, oh, is this going to Goodwill? And you're like, no, it's not going to Goodwill. That's my stuff. That's my stuff in case I need it.
Nice.
It's my bag.
A few pairs of underwear, some pants, shorts,
it's like
T-shirts, and a hoodie. That's it. That's all you need in life.
It's like having a court suit. You know, just things you should have. Have a court suit. Have a bag ready to go. But are you supposed to carry backup underwear with you? I do not carry backup underwear.
Yeah, unless you're the one who should.
Maybe. But according,
you crap your pants a lot.
I don't, okay? Just because I've admitted the couple times I've done it, I'm 42 years old.
Look, I'm not saying a lot, like, in numbers. I'm saying a lot as compared to everyone else who's crapped their pants. You do it more than the average person. That's all I'm saying.
I've done it a couple times.
Yeah,
in high school, and then on the way to work once. I mean, that's really all I can think of.
Well, you used to put
so that wouldn't
paper
happen.
Towel down your butt.
One time, a paper towel fell out, and you were in the room. We made some joke about it.
Yeah, because you had, you know, let.
That was before bidets.
You made TT in your pants.
I didn't make TT in my pants. I didn't. But also, if you do poop your pants, don't you just take the underwear off and then throw it away?
Yeah, maybe
pull your jeans back up. And you leave.
Well, if you had extra underwear,
I'd be getting home, I guess. But this thing says, sorry.
I would think, I don't know anything about being a woman. I don't know anything about women. But I would think you probably carry extra underwear for all those period stuff that happens.
Do they?
I would think. I mean, if my wiener just bled.
I knew a girl.
I feel like I would have to carry extra underwear.
I knew a girl who one time at a funeral, she got out of the car. She was dressed up for the funeral, and she was wearing white.
Why for a funeral? Why white for a funeral?
You would think. She was wearing black on top, but she had a white skirt on. And that happened. And
was
she
it your girlfriend?
Devastated. I don't want to say who it was, but she was devastated.
I'm not your girlfriend now, but was it a girlfriend of yours?
Like, no, I just don't.
Were you dating? No, I'm just saying, were you dating her at the
time? And I'm saying it was just a random
But
moment.
No, because it makes it work. Like, you have to do something.
It was a relative.
Oh, okay. See what I'm saying? If it was a girlfriend or a wife, you have to do something.
Yes, yes.
If it's just someone at a funeral, you're like, dear God.
Yes.
Someone else has to handle this.
I was with someone that I was dating once when something similar happened or the exact same thing happened, I guess. But we weren't at a funeral. So she was just like, we got to go home. And I was like, why? And she's like, eh. I was like, oh, that really... You don't know. Like, I don't know, because like you said, I don't know anything about women, what they do, what they like.
I don't know what a vagina looks like.
Not up close.
No. I mean, I got an idea distance, because of porno.
Exactly. I was just making sure.
But I don't, like, you know, to understand it's how it works.
The whole thing about, like, they wipe when they pee? I don't know. Whatever. I don't, because my bidet has a thing for the, you know, a button for ladies. And
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
What? Why?
Mine doesn't. There's only guys there. I saw that one available. I'm like, why would I get that?
Yeah. But, well, the one I had before had a little dial that you could turn to, you know, feminine or whatever. And I didn't.
I'm sure you probably use that.
Hilarious. Yeah, that's what I use.
That's why you got it.
I like
it.
A nice feminine bidet. A nice feminine wash.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. I literally don't know what it's for.
Chick said.
I mean, I don't. I know that it's going. That it's they're spraying their vaginas with it, but I don't know why. I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know a lot about what's going on, is all I'm saying. I just would have thought that when it's. You would know, like, oh, it's that time of the month, so even though I haven't started my period yet, maybe I'll put in. Or put on something. What do they call it?
Wings.
Feminine pad.
Wings.
Yeah.
They call them wings.
Wings. Something. So that, you know, in case it happens, especially if I'm getting ready to go to a funeral, whatever. But I don't know. Maybe it doesn't happen every month. I don't know.
I will tell you randomly, and maybe not even randomly, but I knew within 2 or 3 days on either side, 4 or 5 days, because I know it changes. So just say 4 or 5 days on either side, my wiener would just bleed for a week. I would constantly have my wiener wrapped in gauze.
Yeah, me too. You scared me for a second because I misunderstood and thought that you had an incident where it was bleeding for a week. I was like, oh my God, you never told me about this.
I would wrap my wiener in gauze just every day. And be like, this thing could bleed at any minute.
First of all, there would be no white underwear sold for men.
No.
I don't understand. I really don't understand why there's white underwear anyway. But they certainly wouldn't sell it for men if that were the case. Also, it would... All of our underwear would come with some sort of protection against such...
Like you slip your wiener into a cone.
Yes.
Not you, snow cone. Yeah. I mean, I have done that, but you know what I'm saying.
Like a pocket, like, a safety pocket.
Yeah, that just says, if your wiener bleeds, we got this.
The unexpected, whatever, we got you covered, literally. But they don't do that. Instead, women, a lot of women just wear, you know, I've seen their underwear. A lot of it's just a couple strings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, that's not going to do you any good. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, this thing says that almost half of Americans carry underwear with them. Just like they would carry their keys, their wallet, their phone, they carry spare underwear with them.
Mm.
And they say that it's in case, you know, there's different reasons, but the main reason is in case they have an accident. Now, some people might carry
What's an accident? Like they poop themselves?
They poop themselves, yeah. Now, some people say, maybe I've got a spare pair at all times, and I could use it if there's an accident, but I have it because I go to the gym. So I happen to have clothes in case I want to change underwear at the gym, whatever. But
well, that makes sense to me. I know people who work out a lot who have a gym bag.
Yeah. And I know guys are getting naked in the locker room at the gym, so I guess they're changing their underwear. I don't know. They're not just naked. They stand there naked. I also don't know what those guys
are doing. On our twitch.tv/Church of Lazo, friendly teacher said, oh, my God, you really guys really not know. Like, not know why.
Which part?
Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about that would, like, what?
What, the feminine buttons
I so
for,
don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I swear I don't know what the feminine buttons for on the bidet. I swear I don't know about the once a month, why you wouldn't be... ready for that. And I'm not criticizing you because I don't know. I guarantee that you will tell me something that I'll go, oh. Because I know I don't know. I know that much.
Well, I just think they like drama. Well, they live on chaos.
I speculate.
Yeah. Like, you know, preparation isn't really, like, you know, a feminine trait.
But at a funeral, you're going to make that day about you, too?
Of course.
Come on.
All right. Someone died. You're like, right. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, we got to go home now.
Don't forget me.
Right.
I wore a white dress during my period.
We
like,
didn't.
Okay.
We didn't.
How
because
could
we can't.
We
we're not allowed
you.
To. We're not allowed to. Not for
Carolyn.
2 seconds.
Up next, speaking in tongues,
the Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, are you looking at it now?
I'm on, yeah, just
yes?
charge.
Yeah, but see, you're still looking at it, so it got your attention now, doesn't it?
It did.
Exactly. And if you start clicking on a few things, then it'll know what you like. Snowcone, you ever look at it? You probably don't. You don't know how to get into Facebook, do you?
I have Facebook.
Oh, I thought you were always asking me to log in because you couldn't figure out how to get logged in. That's for the Church of Laszlo one? Okay. So, I've never bought a car on there before. I bought used cars, though. As a matter of fact, Laszlo, you and I bought cars at around the same time. You bought another one since then. But remember when you and I bought cars from that same guy at the same time? And I just looked back and found a picture. I've had that car since 2019. Now, I'm bad at math. But I think that's like 5 years. And I was looking at how much longer I have to pay on that thing. And I realized I probably should have done the math because I remember what they said the car cost. Costed? Is it cost? What it cost at the time? And I'm doing the math now, and I just with the calculator on my phone. Again, not great at math, but I think I overpaid for that. Because if my math is correct, I should have already paid for it. And then a little bit extra.
Yeah, well, I mean, but in order to give you the money, you know, they got to get the juice.
Well, when I say a little bit extra, like a lot of, yeah, but they're saying I got a lot left.
Yeah.
So if my math is correct, it looks like almost twice as much as what I thought I paid for it.
That's what happens.
That's why you should always read the fine print, or don't. No one's going to read the fine print. Who am I kidding? But if you want to sell something on Facebook, like a car, you need to be careful. Because this guy in Alabama, he wanted to sell his Jeep. He'd been paying on his Jeep for years. He only had 2 payments left. So he's about to pay it off. But he said it was time to part ways. It was a Jeep Wrangler. He's selling it for $25,000. I don't know any details, but it looked nice. Must have had high mileage that price, but it looked nice. Black, big wheels on it, new tires look good. $25,000, he's in Alabama. Some guy contacts him from, I think, Nashville area, Tennessee. Says, hey, I got to work, but I really am interested. I'd like to come down and test drive it. Let's work out a time. So the owner says, great. They work it out. The guy comes down that weekend, and the owner of the Jeep says, let's meet at a very public place. He wanted to meet at a place that was public and where there were lots of cameras, he said. He wanted a lot of security cameras. I have heard of people meeting. A lot of times someone will ask me to meet at a McDonald's or a Quick Trip. I've heard that more than once. Meet
police
me at the Quick Trip.
But
the police station is one that I used to recommend to people. Like, if you're nervous, just say, meet me at the police station. The person probably won't show up if their intention is to harm you. So, you know, no guarantees, but you can do that. So,
especially if you're trying to meet a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, police station. Police station. This guy says, he doesn't say specifically what this public place is other than it's got a lot of cameras. So they meet at this public place, guy shows up, and he says the guy, the buyer's got a story for him about why he's buying a car, what happened to his old car, the whole deal. He's a very nice guy, and he says, you know what, I'm going to test drive it, great, test drives it. Now, I would be very nervous, I wouldn't let someone test drive my car, probably really at all, but certainly not without me being in the car. I'd have to be in the car.
Yeah.
I have sold cars in the past and let people test drive it.
I was trying to
think.
They
left their car at my house.
My dad used to sell them.
I've sold quite a few, but they always had their car at my house.
Yeah.
So, but now I know
this guy. Like, this guy didn't have his car.
Well, he did, but so now it's another aspect that I'd never thought of. It actually has nothing to do with the test drive. The test drive goes fine, and the guy says, I'll buy it.
Said that he got off work later during the week, but would drive down from Nashville to possibly purchase the Jeep, test drive it, see it. We met in a public area where I knew that there were cameras around in case something happened. But he was super nice. He got out, shook my hand, told me the story of why he was buying, why he wanted to purchase, and test drove it.
Sold on the spot a cashier's check for payment. Sharp deposited it the next day, but 3 days later, the bank called. That cashier's check appearing to come from a real credit union in Nashville, no good.
Okay, so he gives them the money order. They part ways. When he goes to the bank tells him, hey, that money order is no good. But here's the real kicker. So we mentioned earlier the car in the driveway. Didn't this guy leave his car? That sort of thing. Yeah, that didn't... I don't know if that came into play here or not. Obviously, the cashier's check was the issue. But the car that the guy drove down, turns out he had just stolen that car an hour and a half earlier. According to the guy selling the Jeep, he said he found out that this guy had stolen the car an hour and a half earlier. So that way they can't trace the vehicle, right? But the cashier's check is no good. Here's the absolute worst part, though. That's embarrassing, but I would think at this point, well, my car is gone. I got to bet. My car was stolen. I mean, to me, that means my car was stolen. I don't see how else you look at this.
Well, yeah.
And if my car is stolen, my insurance covers that. This guy's insurance said, yeah, we're not covering that. We don't cover it if you got scammed from a bad check.
What insurance company?
He doesn't say, but I mean, that at that point, if I'm out, if I have two more payments, first of all, now I'm out a car that I've been paying on for years. Also, I guess have to make two more payments on this car that I don't have anymore. But once my insurance company, I'm already pissed because I think my insurance is going to go through the roof. I'm such an idiot. They're going to double my rate, the whole deal. But once the insurance company says we don't cover that, that's your own fault, I'm not getting out of bed in the morning. I mean, that's bad. That's like, I don't know how you get through it, buddy. I hope you're not listening because I would just tell you to give up. That is like a give up on life type of situation. It's too much money.
It's tough, man.
Unless you're wealthy, which I take it you're not.
And how do I say that's not stolen? Still a scam is stealing.
It's stealing.
So if it's not stolen, then this guy can't be charged with a crime?
Right. The cops consider it stealing. That's my thing.
But my insurance company doesn't.
So, and look, maybe it was just because his particular policy that he had did not cover this, and that's the issue. But they told him that their policy is that they are not responsible for financial losses due to embezzlement by any person who has the vehicle due to any rental, lease, lien, or sales agreement. So, I mean, it sounds like he was certainly under the impression that he had coverage if it was stolen out of his driveway, and maybe he did, but there's this fine print about embezzlement by any person who has the vehicle due to any lease, lien, or sales agreement. They're basically saying if you get scammed, then we're not going to cover it. What do you do? If I called you and told you that happened, or actually, I think what would happen is you wouldn't hear from me for a while, and you'd be checking on me like, what's wrong? I'd be like, I can't.
I'd be shocked.
And if I told you, I mean, there's no really words of comfort that you can give me. It's not like if you got a rich family.
Why didn't he say the insurance company? Like, that's the thing. Like, how can you get back at him and have that story come out and say it's X insurance company.
Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't say. Maybe somewhere it does say who the insurance company is. It says that he's trying to file a lawsuit against the insurance company. So maybe if I dug around more, I could see. But in this particular article, it just says that he's filed whatever this website is, Motor Biscuit. Maybe they don't want to get sued by.
Well, maybe Motor Biscuit doesn't have all the facts.
That could be too. Well, I saw it on the news first, I just pulled up an article. I saw it on an NBC news, but they didn't say which insurance company it was. They just said he's filed a lawsuit against him, which, good for him, he should. But if you told me, hey, you should file a lawsuit against the insurance company, well, then I would not do that. There's no filing. Snowcone today basically had a ticker tape parade because he finally got his FUBO charges removed from his... Snowcone's been getting charged by FUBO. $90 a month. Snowcone's never had a FUBO account. He's never logged into FUBO. He even checked to see, like, was I drunk and high and signed up for FUBO? There's no account associated with any of his email addresses. He doesn't have a FUBO account. But every time he contacted them, they're like, yeah, give us your account information and we'll see if we can refund it. Well, he doesn't have an account. He finally got that taken care of today. I was shocked. And not because it's you, Snowcone, but because it's us.
Such a pain
I'm the same way. I'm just like you. And so I'm not criticizing you.
I was on a phone tree.
Right. So now imagine they say, hey, Progressive says, or whoever.
Sue an insurance company.
Yeah, let me get a lawyer and sue Progressive. Yeah. Now I'm worried that I'm going to lose that lawsuit and I got to pay my lawyer.
Well, that's easier. Like, at least you could get a lawyer and just have them do it.
Well, they do it and just say, hey, if we don't owe you anything.
I would hope.
I would hope so, too. My brother's a lawyer, but he's a divorce attorney. He might be like, yeah, you need to go somewhere else. Honestly, though.
What was the name of this guy? I want to look up the story. Who's the guy?
This guy's name is Wesley Sharp. He's from Trussville, Alabama. And like I said, I saw him on TV this morning, and then I just looked up an article about him here. So that's all I got. Alabama, he's suing the insurance company. Right? It looks nice. It must have been high mileage. $25,000. Those things, they hold their value, those Jeeps. Could have used one of those today.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So, since we don't go anywhere anymore, we just have to look at this stuff from afar. But Consumer Electronics Show is going on now in Vegas. And I do think Consumer Electronics Show is cool. There's a lot of cool stuff there. A lot of dumb stuff there, too, but there's cool stuff there. And I put together a list of things that you guys might want to know about. Of course, AI is huge, and AI has been huge at CES for at least the last couple of years now. Everything is AI. Your trash can is AI. And you probably noticed that even on Amazon when you're just looking at stuff. So many things now advertise themselves as being AI, powered by AI. But that has not changed. And one of the things that's powered by AI that they're showing off today is an AI table, like an actual piece of furniture, a table. It's like an end table. It has the legs of the table will walk, so it can move around on its own.
Okay.
But I guess the purpose of this is, it's called MIMO. That's the name of it. MIMO. And it walks around the house for you. And, of course, this is a prototype, but it's like a side table. The one that they've got there kind of looks like the Pixar lamp sitting on top of it. And it's got the legs that allow it to walk around, but I guess it'll also talk to you. And the creators are thinking, well, if you want some AI robot in your house to talk to you, maybe it'd be good if it served a purpose, too. So the purpose is it's a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
My thing is, yeah, I'd like it to serve a purpose. I want to f*** it. Like, everyone knows that. That's what we want. I don't need another place to set a cup of coffee. Right?
I'm a little taken back.
What do you want? When you're like, hey, I'd like to have AI in the house that I can talk to.
I thought a table was nice. I thought, like, you know, hey, come over here. I'd like to, you know, set a beer on you. Come over here. I'd like to
eat
my dinner off you.
Can't the sex robot hold your beer and let you eat dinner off of her?
Well, I mean, I guess. I just hadn't thought about it. I guess I could f*** a table, too. I don't know.
Okay, sure, yeah, you could. But that's not what you want to do.
No,
what you want is a sex robot.
I don't want to not do it. I would like a sex robot.
And the sex robot will also, of course, help you when you fall in the shower and you can't get up. She's going to be able to do those things.
She will?
Yeah, that's the goal. In the sci-fi movies, they do it all.
Can the table do that?
The table just talks to you, and then it's a piece of furniture.
What does it say? What does the table say?
I don't know. I guess it just has conversations, like ChatGPT-type conversations. Mm. So that's my thing. It's like, okay, well, now I've got a companion. What was the thing in her? It was just a little wallet, basically. Right?
Yeah, it was like a little phone.
I mean, you know, a little phone that he was carrying around. I guess a table at least serves some other purpose other than that. One of the things that I thought was so ridiculous, because it is 2025, and the thought of some company being like, this is it. And maybe it will be. Maybe they'll get rich. But it's an electric spoon that salts your food. So if you need a little more salt, you scoop up a bite of chili and you think this chili needs more salt. You push the button on the spoon.
And it carries salt with it?
It shoots a little salt. Yeah, because the handle of the spoon has salt in it. It shoots a little salt into the, you know, chili there so that you don't have to salt your food. And I just think, can you imagine the guys when they're coming up with that? They must have both thought, like, you're right. This is great. And a lot of times it is the simplest thing that, you know, I mean, think about K-Cup seems so obvious now, but 15 years ago we were all brewing coffee like cavemen, and now who does that?
I'm with you.
But it seems a little ridiculous.
And there's probably been a million times where I thought the chili could use a little more salt, but I'm already in the living room watching the game.
Yeah.
And I'd have to get up and go get the salt. So I'm like, it's close enough. It's fine. But if the salt was right there, I might actually hit the little salt button.
And they've been working on this prototype in Japan, of course, for a while. And I've heard of something about this before, using electricity to make things taste different. And the goal is that this spoon will actually just zap a little bit of electricity once that's safe enough. And when that electricity touches your tongue, I guess that makes the food taste saltier. So now, if you have high blood pressure and your doctor says, hey, you know, watch your sodium intake or whatever, you could have things taste, there you go. Yeah. You could have things taste saltier without it actually being saltier. You just electrocute yourself. Mm. And then maybe you get
Lucas snow cone.
That's true.
Is that salty?
It's never been that salty.
I've heard.
That's what I've always heard, too.
Right. I don't know.
Just think there's really
no snow cone. Is it salty?
Laszlo's is not as salty as it usually is.
Because I eat a lot of pineapple.
That's it.
It's the most offensive thing to me.
What?
That. Yeah, like doing that to someone. Remember the guy that was putting in women's yogurt at the break room and stuff like that?
The most insulting thing you can do is like, what?
No, like, just that whole body. As far as bodily fluids go and all that, it just, I find it awful. Awful. The thought of someone putting that in your yogurt at work. You know, that guy got away. And there's guys who apparently get off on that sort of thing. And
I'm sure there's guys who get off eating it.
Yeah, sure. But if that's what they're into, fine. But I don't want to eat it. Why are you pointing that direction? Wait, are we pointing that direction or that direction? Oh, that direction over there at Suncom.
Oh, stop it.
Gotcha. Okay. So anyway, the salt spoon. A stringless guitar. It's like a Guitar Hero guitar, almost. It doesn't even have the buttons. It's called, what's a stringless guitar called? Well, maybe it doesn't have a name. But it's $500, and it does. Okay, it looks like it's got little push buttons. Yeah, no, it looks like futuristic.
Guitar, right? Yeah,
guitar.
It looks kind of like a kid's, you know, the little toy guitar, like a Guitar Hero guitar. Yeah, looks kind of like a guitar.
Five fret buttons.
When was Guitar Hero? Are we talking 2008? Something like that, when that got really popular, 2007.
Yeah.
Those guys who got, we lived in Seattle, and I went to a contest where they were, and it was like the national championship, and I just felt like those guys who got good at it, guys and girls, they really felt like they were kind of playing an instrument almost.
Yeah,
like,
right?
They worked so hard, I thought, you've practiced this so much, you could have learned guitar for sure. Maybe they knew guitar, but
I always thought the people who were really good at it probably had some sort of music background anyway.
Maybe. Or they certainly got good hand-eye coordination. They've worked on this a lot. But see what I mean? This just looks like it looks like a stringless guitar. It sounds like a futuristic stringless guitar. But I guess you can just push the areas. Snowcone, you play guitar.
Uh-huh.
I guess if you put the right pressure in the right areas, then it knows what kind of chord you're trying to make.
It feels like that was just
waiting to happen.
Yeah, that seems like a really easy one that you're like, all right, hey, you know, you've had to replace your strings before on guitars. This one never comes out of tune. It's not like a keytar where you're pushing things. It's actually got strings inside here. They're all set up the same thing, and it'll always work. Like, okay, well, that makes sense.
It seems like a touch screen, right?
Like, not a guy. Why didn't we think about that before?
Like a touchscreen, like the natural progression.
Right.
And I don't play guitar, but Snowcone, don't people have difficulty as they get older? It's harder to make the same chords because some of them.
Well, you got to have strength in your fingers.
Yeah. So with this, as long as you're putting your hand in the right place.
Yeah.
You don't have to hold those strings down.
I imagine you can do some cool stuff with it that you can't do with a regular guitar.
Not necessarily, you know, play
chords normally, but like do some really interesting stuff that you could never really do with a guitar.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Okay, but the two things that I thought, these are the two things Lazo's going to like the most. One is a tiny robot. Again, you know, AI, maybe. But it's a tiny robot, and it blows on your drinks to cool them down. Yeah. It literally hooks over the edge. It hooks
How
over
big
the edge.
Is
of it looks like a little rabbit, kind of. Let me see if I see this, like a little teddy bear or something.
Oh, I like that guy.
You hook it on the edge of your cup.
Yeah,
and it blows on your drink to cool it down.
I like it.
I have always thought that at some point
it's we'll not have a little robot though. You oversold it. It's just a.
They call it a robot.
It's a gadget that cools your drink.
Yeah, they. It's called.
It just looks like a little bear or something.
It's called Fufu. And they say, oh, it's supposed to be a cat, I guess. It hangs on the side of your coffee mug. It works with soup as well. And they're going to go on sale sometime this year for around $25. I guess it just takes batteries, and then it just blows on your...
No, I like it.
Blows on your...
I mean,
soup.
I don't really need it, so, but I like the idea.
Oh, I do like the idea of, in the future, having a cool-down button on the microwave. You heat things up, or you can cool things down.
It's
too hot? Well, then let's cool it down. I'm surprised we don't have that yet. You know?
Yeah.
It's harder than I thought, I guess. But... Number one thing for you, Laszlo, it's like a Roomba. It's like a robot vacuum, except it goes around and picks up dirty laundry. It's a vacuum designed to go, well, it's got a
like a
bin that it goes to.
Holy
it throws it in the middle
crap.
Of it, and then it goes over to like a laundry bin type thing and throws it in there. It's you know, picking up socks and underwear and stuff that you leave laying around the floor. And I thought, okay, of all the stuff this
How
year...
How much is that?
Lazo's going to actually want one of these.
I mean, right now I have children to do that, but...
It says the price isn't available yet, but high-end robot vacuums routinely run $1,500 or more. So it could be in that area since this is even
not
more advanced.
Worth it, but
well, the price will come down.
I know, as it comes down, they need to mix that with the other robot that came out years ago that washes your clothes and folds them.
Oh, I don't even remember.
So if
that
it went
one.
Around and picked up your clothes and then washed them in that thing,
well,
and then just hung them up.
Actually, you know what? Why would this thing should?
Right, why wouldn't it do it?
That basin. I wonder if that basin does wash your clothes because it would just make sense. Why, if you've already got a robot going over there, then it just says start the cycle. Here we go.
Right. It just washes that. You know that small load.
Oh yeah, we're close. We're close. If it's already picking that stuff up at this point, all it's got to do is have a washing and dry machine that it knows how to use. It could have its own, or as long as it knows how to
operate it. Could carry it around with it and just do, like, hey, it runs around the house once a day and picks up the laundry from anywhere, washes them. It's got a little hanger on top and just hangs them up top.
And, well, if the arm's long enough, pulls the stuff out of the washer, front-loading washer, right, pulls it out, puts it in the dryer.
Yeah.
Although a lot of those are like one unit now anyway.
Right.
And then it puts it away for you. Because that would be your, at that point, you would pay $1,500.
Oh, yeah. If it picked it up, even if it didn't have to put it away, if it just hung it on the top is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the arm puts it in the washer, puts it in the dryer, and then hangs it on a bar on top of all of it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty damn
good.
Yeah,
I'd pay $1,500 for that.
I knew you'd dig it.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Did you guys see this very feel-good story about Post Malone?
No.
There's a woman in Houston. Her name is Renee, and she's a single mom. She's 36 years old, and she's a bartender. She works two jobs and also homeschools.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like a lot. She might be an actual single mom, you know? Mm-hmm. You were the one who pointed that out to me, and I've had that discussion since then, that sometimes people might say, I'm a single parent because they're divorced,
yeah,
but they could be sharing custody.
And getting child support.
And even getting child support in some cases.
Then you're not a single mom, you're a divorced mom.
Right.
And you're not by the way, you're not a single dad, you're a divorced dad.
Right. And I just never thought of that. I think a lot of people, when they say it, might not realize.
Right.
Like, hey, you know,
but dad, but you're not. And I think that takes away from single dads and single moms.
Yeah, you're when you
like, I understand the idea of like, you know, right now I'm a single dad.
Yeah, you.
I have my kids 24/7, and nobody helps me with anything.
Yeah,
there's a difference. There's a difference in that and a guy who has his kids 50% of the time.
Before,
not that any of them are bad.
No,
it's just different.
And if you're sharing custody, then when you're parenting alone in yes. that in those moments. But to say you're a single parent, I think you're right. I think it implies that no one is helping out.
Co-parenting with somebody else.
Yeah.
And if the other person isn't there, then you're a single parent.
So she calls herself a single parent, this Renee woman, 36, two jobs, homeschools her daughter. She's working the late shift at a neighborhood bar where she works called the Rail Yard. Slow night. Okay.
I'm going to work there when he was a kid.
Best job I ever had.
They fired him when he turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slow night at the Rail Yard. It was a slow night.
I was drinking at the Rail Yard. And overcame this kid. Loved emo music and had stinky feet.
Careful, yeah, careful. Yeah, and red
mask.
Mm-hmm. It was a slow night.
Like, I'll do anything.
Can I live with you?
I got my Red Wings. Doesn't matter
all
to me.
All right, Slim.
He's careful.
He's like Oliver. Excuse me, sir.
Please, I have another Red Wing.
Excuse me, sir.
So
I'm just a poor boy who...
Love it when Laszlo does accents. It's my favorite. So she's working at the Rail Yard. Slow night, but then Shaboozy shows up.
Shaboozy,
and he's not alone.
You got unlucky when I showed up at the Rail Yard. You could have got Shaboozy.
I know. I was holding out for Shaboozy.
I love Shaboozy.
Well, Shaboozy must be friends with Post Malone, because Post Malone apparently showed up
with Shaboozy.
With Shaboozy.
And you don't know who Shaboozy is, which there's no reason why you should. He's just an African-American country artist.
I had to ask you guys. I've seen the name, and I've asked you before. I know you guys have told me before, but I'd forgotten. So she told this music magazine that the group hangs out on the patio. They're playing songs on the jukebox from like 12:30 to 2 a.m.
Shaboozy is? And Post Malone.
Yeah, I wonder if they're doing like touch tunes and paying
for
it, you know?
Night.
So
then
Post goes to pay the check. But I guess she had like comped his stuff because he's Post Malone. You know, if you're rich, whatever. So his friends around him are like, no, it's not because you're a celebrity, whatever. We got it. We paid for your drinks. You're covered. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, but I want to leave a tip. So you can imagine where this is heading. Renee says, well, I'm going to have to charge you for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can charge you for a penny. And he goes, mm-hmm, okay. So she charges him for a penny, which actually ended up being a dollar. He tipped her 20 grand.
Nice.
Man, if I had Post Malone money, I'd tip people 20 grand too. I'd be broke.
Yeah.
I'd be MC Hammer. I'd have a crew of people, and they'd all be on the payroll, and I'd be broke in no time. I would love giving people money. Doesn't it sound like fun to have that kind of money?
Yeah, of course.
That'd be awesome. To just, you know, the whole night you're like, that Renee chick, I'm going to tip her 20 grand. He knew from when he walked in, I'm sure, like, she's getting 20 grand. He knew before he left the house, I might just tip somebody 20 grand tonight.
Hmm.
You know? And he has the ability.
Yeah.
It's great for her.
Shaboozy was like, let's go to the Rail Yard.
Exactly. Shaboozy doesn't say anything about him.
Like, yeah, whatever.
Jumping in.
You can tip whoever you want. Mama have that young snow cone kid.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Laszlo, you did some hard time.
Didn't do hard time, I'd say.
Wasn't easy, was it?
No, it wasn't easy. Making a point.
I don't know. Does hard time imply many, many years?
But
I feel like it just implies that you're in an actual prison. Right?
Yeah, but it more implies like Rikers Island or something. Okay. I wasn't there. I didn't do time in Rikers. Did like a hard time. San Quentin's hard time.
Was your prison considered, like, was it a less feared? Was it a place people tried to get transferred to?
I would think so.
Or was it a place people tried to get out of?
It wasn't bad because okay. I was in very, very, very South Florida, so it was all just drug dealers.
Well, but I could see there being a very, very, very bad prison in South Florida. I feel like there's this Miami prison that's.
But that mine was that, and it was just basically.
It ain't Rikers.
Yeah, it ain't right. It wasn't like mine was just filled with guys who were trying to smuggle cocaine from the Keys to Miami to make money. Like, they weren't there to rape you.
No, but I just could imagine, like, a lot of gang wars, things like that. I don't know.
I don't know. There was the two Japanese guys, I assume. I'm just thinking of my little pod. There was, like, three Cuban dudes, two dudes in the Yakuza. I don't know if they really were, but I assume they were. They spoke Japanese, played some sort of card game together. And then, you know, like, maybe three dudes that sold a lot of cocaine. They were Cuban. The two Japanese guys who were in the Yakuza. And then me, and then like maybe four or five other guys who just got busted for doing dumb stuff. You know what I mean? And that was all the people in my little area.
Did anybody there ever ask you, like, or did you see this happen where someone would say, hey, I know you get visitors. Now, I know that they ask, like, hey, can you put some money on my canteen? Put some money on my account.
Nobody ever asked me that.
I know that's the thing that happens in prison, but do people ever say, hey, like, you know, your wife is coming up here a lot. Get her to smuggle in something.
Nobody ever said that to me.
But did you ever hear of it happening?
No.
Like, people trying to get stuff smuggled in? I was just curious if you had any idea what it's worth. Like, if you're a prisoner who gets visitors, and you can convince that visitor to smuggle stuff in for you, like Goodfellas,
a lot.
How much you can get paid for that stuff. Because did you see this guy in Georgia? The story about this 43-year-old Georgia inmate, he got caught, not trying, he was smuggling a lot. They called it, this is the headline, Georgia inmate caught smuggling massive load inside his rectum.
Don't.
Smoke
him. I know. That's why I thought, I was like, wait, smoke him.
Don't.
What happened?
Moving on, what do you have?
This is crazy. I was like, okay, well, when you use those words, it implies something, and I don't think that's what you're talking about. I know you mean literally, so what was he smuggling? This was all in
Lake of the Forest, man. As giant.
This is what was.
Like, everybody's like, oh, shocking.
This is what they pulled out, okay?
What they pulled out of his anus?
Not snow cones. Snow cones.
They pull out of snow cones' anus?
They didn't have to. He just. But this guy's, I'm guessing they had to use some tools. I don't know, actually. He had in his rectum vape canisters, plural, syringes, plural, vape cartridges, plural, batteries, plural, a cigarette lighter, and marijuana. Again, that's vape canisters, syringes, vape cartridges, batteries, a cigarette lighter, and marijuana.
Okay, so let me just say.
How much is that stuff worth? Because that sounds painful.
You're not even thinking this the right way. If I'm a guard and I catch him with that, I allow him to have it. Go sell it. Because your is giant because of what we have neglected to protect you from.
It's like a garage.
Like, you can put so many things in your butt that it's not normal. And I feel us as guards are somewhat to blame. So go ahead and pay off the dudes you need to pay off, because your first 6 months here have been a hard time, bro.
Yeah.
That is a hard time, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like he earned it. There's that much stuff. If you said a syringe, you'd be like, ooh, that sounds dangerous. I can't believe he smuggled a syringe. But when you say, no, syringes, vape canisters, vape cartridges, batteries, all
that's
in one,
a big anus.
One load. That's a massive load, which is why the headline now makes sense.
Usually you get some crack.
Right.
No,
something.
It's in a baggie and some crack, or they swallow it.
It's a condom filled with a little. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, not all that.
This guy is facing multiple charges because of this, and now he's looking at more time. He was locked up originally, they said, for theft. It was like possession of meth, theft, and violating parole, and now he's looking at a lot more time because of this massive load. And I just think, man, there's something to this. At least when it gets out, start a show on the strip. You know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, Siegfried and Roy have been gone for a long time. I don't know if anyone's really replaced them yet. As like, you know.
At least bet people, well, like three-card money.
That'd be something.
What do you think I can fit up my ass?
Just start putting things on the table.
But you'd have to ask first, like, have you been to prison?
Right. And you got, you know, it's on the system.
Let me just say, no, I know it's horrible to think about. No one ever tried that with me in prison.
No one ever tried
Nobody ever tried sex stuff.
No one ever.
I did get into a fight, but nobody, like, at no point when I got into the fight with Papa Chulo did I think at the end of this fight, he's going to f*** me. I didn't think that.
What about stab you at the end of this fight?
I knew we didn't have any. Nothing was in our hands. So
okay,
like maybe later.
Well, I mean, when he fought you, were you thinking this guy would like to kill me right now?
Well, as much as any other fight.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, I thought he might kill me. Okay. I might kill him. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. But it was totally my fault.
But
so.
No one ever handed you a
nobody
a
handed
satchel
me a no.
and full of stuff and said basically just took everything at the vape store, swiped it all out of the counter, and then said, "Here, hide this."
No.
I mean, I would think if you could do that, which Kenneth here did.
And in my little area thing, the one guy came in. He had like a big bag of stuff from the canteen. Mm-hmm. He was new. Not, like again, there's probably really 10 of us. There's one dude who just rapped all the time. And refused to take his meds.
Yeah.
And he would put them in his mouth when they came by and they'd look in your mouth. He had some way to hide them and he'd spit them in a thing and give them to me.
Cool.
And I'd be like, thanks. Now I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was great. But then he would just rap all the time.
Well,
and then
there's
another guy, a white guy who worked on a fishing boat. And he said he got in there for a fight. And my assumption is he
accidentally killed someone.
Beat someone really bad. I don't know if he killed him, but he got drunk on a fishing boat and beat somebody up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Then the other guys were, like I said, the Yakuza and the Cubans. And then, you know, I don't remember the other guy. An old guy who was a heroin addict. Got busted, like breaking into somebody's house, stealing stuff for heroin money.
Yeah.
And that was all of us in our little thing. One guy came in, he had this big...
Sounds like a chill group, actually.
Yeah, it was good. He had one, like, bag of stuff. He threw it on his bed, and he's like, anybody touches my stuff, I'll kill you. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I slept on the top, and he was my bunkmate on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed at me or whatever. I was like, oh, no. Like, and then he left to go play cards or something, and the little Cuban guy who ran my area was like, don't worry about it, dude. He's gone. We don't need that. So I think the Cuban guy picked the people for the place. He's like, Yakuza
guys?
You can stay because all you do is talk Japanese to each other. I'm not worried about you. Cuban drug dealers, you can stay here with me if I know you. You dumbass who hit a cop, you're fine. Like,
yeah.
Quit snoring, please.
Right. That's Lazo, by the way, for people who are wondering.
Right. Guy who raps, you're fine. And give the dumbass who needs to sleep more, give him the meds. And you can rap. And I got it. But as soon as that guy came in, literally 15 minutes later, a guard came in. And was like, you know, whatever his name was. Yo, Slim Fast.
Yeah.
And the guy came, he's like, what? He's like, you're out. And he picked up his stuff and moved to a different area. Like, you're gone. That guy had it on lockdown.
It's
like, anybody who came in, like, that guy just, it was him. He was short, like, maybe, I mean, short, like, enough, like, 5'4", 5'5".
Okay.
And I'm short.
Like Kevin
so
Hart.
He was shorter than me, yeah. And then he had a buddy of his, they slept in the same rack, and he was, like, 6'2".
Okay.
And long hair.
Is the top bunk or the bottom bunk the one that people want?
The bottom one. So that's why I took the top. So
why do they want the bottom one? So they can hang pictures on it?
Yeah, easier to get in and out of. You don't fall out of.
Okay, okay. It sounds like one of those men's retreat things that you spend a lot of money on that we talked about sending snow cone to in Massachusetts. Just a bunch of guys talking about guy stuff. Go out there for a week.
Well, I think the guy liked me because there was like the College Baseball World Series on, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then baseball and whatever. And me and that guy who ran the whole thing, he seemed to be the only guy who liked baseball. And so he would have the College Baseball World Series on, which nobody watches.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, oh, man, this is awesome because I love baseball.
Right.
So I said, it'd just be me and him. So I'd be like, turn this stupid stuff off. I'd be like, man. And they'd be like, okay. And then me and him would just sit down and watch Florida State play Clemson for
man,
no reason.
It must have sucked when they said it's time for you to leave when you were done. Right? Is there a part of you that's like, now what?
No.
I gotta go actually work.
But I will say, like, so we were out shooting baskets, and another guy from a different area, his name was Papa Chulo, and I got along with all those Cuban guys and Puerto Rican guys really well, but we were playing basketball, and I shot a three over his head, and I was like, take that, bitch.
I remember you telling me that.
And then
on sight.
Everything. Silent. And even my little Cuban buddy was like, I ain't stopping this one, son. Like, you're about to get your ass kicked. So I had to fight him in the courtyard.
Oh, damn.
And that's what happened.
Okay.
But then I will tell you, like,
nothing in your ass. That's
but
all.
I feel like the Papa Chulo guy, he didn't want to fight me either. Like, he knew what happened.
Yeah.
He knew that we were playing sports and I said the wrong thing.
But he had
but he also
to
knew, like, he looked at me and was like, I ain't nobody's bitch.
I have to do this.
And it's like, so let's go. And yeah. So I was like, God damn it. So then we fought. And then, but, you know, he went on his way and I went on my way. And there was no problems between us. And then when the guards came to get me out to be done, the one guy that came up to me and shook my hand was Papa Chulo. He's like, don't come back, man. And that was it. Like, he was like, congratulations, you're getting out. Don't come back.
Are you guys Facebook friends?
That's the guy I got into a fight with. He was like, don't come back.
Are you Facebook friends?
I don't know how you look up Papa Chulo.
But you've thought about it before, right? Like, I wish I could look that guy up.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. That's it, man.
That's it, man.
We're done.
Brought up a lot of memories. I have to say, good show, Sugar Bear. He saved me from that redneck who wanted to hunt me, I'm sure. I don't know how he couldn't.
Did he touch your thigh or something? How did you know?
No, he walked in a little room. So before I went to, like, that big room with all those guys there, they put you in, like, a county jail, and that's like, you know, you're there with, like, one other guy in your
room. County sounds like, from what I've heard, from everyone, that's the scary place is county. I mean, they just shut down one of the county jails here, right?
Because there's, like, there's no time to go outside. Like, people are more agitated. They're like, you know, everybody just got in there. They're probably, you know,
there's no routine.
Still high a little bit, like an angry, you know, so that's the...
Yeah, but that's where you were when this guy tried to kiss you?
Well, he didn't try to kiss me. He walked in, and he was like, I just remember his big, tall dude, red beard and long red hair. And I remember he had, like, the shower shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in. I had just gotten there. He walked in. He was like, oh, you knew? And then Sugar Bear was like, get out of here, man. Like, I'm not going to let you F him in here.
Oh, so that was it was like, obviously, he was one of the, what they call it in Shawshank? One of the sisters? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, he was,
okay.
So then, and I was like, well, not, what about out there? You're going to let him do it out there? He's like, it's not my business. Ain't nothing happening here. You he was like, you stay in here. I got you.
Well, then
and
I'll
I'm
stay.
Like, all right. And then I'm like, okay. And then he was like, don't poop in here.
That was the other rule? He didn't want you to poop in the cell?
Like, I won't let that guy make love to you in here, but don't you dare poop in here.
So?
Well, I was like, great.
Just never pooped again?
The longer you stay, the longer you kind of figure out where it is. And then there, if you went out to, like, you know, mop or do anything or go to, like, the legal thing, even though, like, they're like, hey, if you want to study your case and go to the legal thing, you're like, okay, and there's, like, a... Like
some old books.
Four books, you know, like M, L, and J, and like some sort of legal dictionary that came out in 1912, and like a broken word processor. And I'm like, well, let me go ahead and
work
mount
on
my
case.
Case from here. By the way, I don't understand those books that are in here, but I'm positive they're not going to help
me. It's
not
enough.
Right. I can't do it anyway, but then you realize, you know, there's a bathroom there.
I can poop in here.
Yeah. So I just went every day and pooped there.
Well, that's good.
That was it. So Sugar Bear, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.